You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Cook, and this is episode number 1079. Today's episode is titled, Aliens Eat Ass. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. For now, attention is focused on asteroids, but a new report from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory says they are not expected to undertake exploratory missions anytime soon. There is no evidence that there is alien life elsewhere on Earth or that we have arrived here hitchhiking. UFOs and kidnappings continue to be rejected, even though we have extraterrestrial motherships hovering over the major cities. These aliens would probably not look like the humans and animals that exist on this planet. The most important chemicals for life on Earth are oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, and nitrogen. Only in this way can we make it credible that we are the only life form in the universe. It is when these chemicals exist on this planet and nowhere else, which is highly unlikely. This is the center of our universe and it is beyond the possibility of any other life form except humans, animals and plants. So far, no other planet has been discovered except our own life, and even if we did, it is likely to be in the form of microbes. For years, people thought there was life on Mars, but once we got to know it, we realized that this was not the case. Panspermia is the idea that man was not born on Earth, but transported here. Professor Stephen Hawking believes that when aliens arrive they will be hostile, based on human behavior, where the most technologically advanced are also more aggressive. Over the last 100 years, we have been sent radio signals that indicate the presence of aliens near our planet, as well as other planets and stars. They could decode these signals and may be on their way here, but it is not possible to say that we are alone or that there are aliens. We have not yet made any real, undeniable contact with aliens, because the universe is so vast that one cannot and cannot search for life everywhere. Men in Black is a secret agency that monitors aliens, protects Earth from alien threats, and uses memory to delete neuralists to keep their activities secret. Since the first contact with foreigners by government agencies in 1961, foreign refugees disguised as human beings have been living in the United States. Arrested at the Mexican border by a foreign criminal named Mikey, he decides he is too old for the job, prompting the former to neuralize him to retire. Meanwhile, MIB agents James D'Ambrosio and Daryl O'Hara follow the unnaturally fast and agile suspect to the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum. In 1977, a signal was received from a star in the constellation of Sagittarius, known as the WOW signal. It was the signal no one had expected, but soon everyone who had a telescope was trained on where it came from, the Milky Way. People think that intelligent life could be forming out there, or maybe we do have some form of intelligence. If we hope that aliens are friendly like the Vulcans in Star Trek, we must be prepared to turn them into life-threatening destroyers on Independence Day. Above all, I do not believe that we should be dissuaded from seeking the most fertile places in the cosmos. If we ever want to be shielded from the glory of the sky, we must be prepared for the possibility of life on other planets and perhaps even other stars. Once we grasp the idea of inhabiting the vast expanses of space beyond our own solar system, our species will be destroyed. I am not a fan of flying saucers firing lasers at us from the sky, or even of the idea that there is alien life on our own planet, let alone on other planets. Two of my favorites are a UFO allegedly plunged into the sea and everything detailed in Russia's declassified military records on aliens, Contact, from 2009. Of all the new aliens the Doctor encountered in Season 11, the flying saucers and sentient pieces of toilet paper are the most interesting, but I'll spare you the trouble of connecting with each one. In one of the strangest and most bizarre episodes of Doctor Whoever, he claims to have come into contact with a giant underwater humanoid. Technically, these self-proclaimed "the remnants" deliberate pieces of garbage, were meant to be a clue to a season, a long riddle that never got solved. The Doctor taunts the Timeless Child, but we never know who he is, and the Doctor's search for answers ends with his death. More recently, Spike Jones revealed in 2013 that we will be doing more in the near future than relying on our personal assistants. In this case, we try to connect with them, fall in love with their personal assistant and have sex with her. So if the remains came back, would we be able to talk to them on paper, or would they harm us? This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Episode 1079. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.